Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to Shedent 868 with me, Jesus. Today's episode, straight into it, is about Champions League football and about Premier League football. What has happened to Chelsea's solid defense and what can we look forward to in the Champions League? Also, what caused the blip of two draws? I don't understand that. Anyhow, so without much further ado, let's get straight into today's episode. Twice. We draw the same team twice. And all because of some mistake UEFA make. Now, I honestly, I thought we were going to get Bayern Munich or the high-flying Ajax. You know how that went last time we played them. Or maybe Real Madrid. I honestly thought that what was the chances of us getting back? I mean, everybody else got new opponents except us. And I saw somewhere they called it the Eden Hazard Derby. You know, before he came with us, he was there. And now, Abramovich is rumored to want to be interested, genuinely interested in bringing Hazard back to Stamford Bridge. And it goes back to the whole episode I had the other day with is Hazard a legend? And it goes back to, do we need him? You know, how would he fit in and all the things. You could go back and listen to that episode. And then we have the good news, the very good news that Christensen is about to sign a new contract, a 4-year contract with us. So that's a positive, there's a plus. Rudiger is out. For all intents and purposes, Rudiger is out. He's gone. Now, we played 5 games. And our last 5 games, we drew 1-0 at United. We won 2-1 to Watford. Lost 3-2 to West Ham. Drew 3-3 with Zenit. And won 3-2 to Leeds. That is definitely not a good look. That is 10 goals. We conceded in 5 games. So that's an average of the last 5 games, concede 2 goals per game. Right? That's just those 5 games where we just, I don't know, boy. We were so good. We were so good at the back, and it just, within 2-2s, it just crumbled. Everybody looking at Chelsea like, yo, easy food, easy pickings. And we scraped. We got lucky. Even Tuchel came out and said that, you know, we were lucky to win against Leeds. And yeah, sometimes champions need that. I'm not saying we are the champions of England. I mean, we're champions of Europe, but just talking about England. You know, yeah, you need luck. And that's part of it, no matter how good you play. And this weekend, all the top boys scored penalties. City 1-0 penalty, Liverpool 1-0 penalty, United 1-0 penalty, Chelsea 3-2 penalties. You know, so I mean, come on. It I don't know what was the thing about this week, but this weekend going there, but it was ridiculous. It definitely was ridiculous. So we get in, we scraped you. We behind 2 points from the leaders. Now watching the schedules coming up there, and Newcastle playing Liverpool and City back to back. And that's just like, oh man. I'm not saying it's a guaranteed win, but the Newcastle at bottom of the table for no reason. They are playing horrible. You know, so we just have to do what we have to do. Again, we can't just keep waiting and hoping that they would fall by the wayside. You know, we just can't expect to live around Newcastle just to spring some, pull a rabbit out wherever they are, they want to pull it out from, and expect to get something from that. We have to do what we have to do. I mean, this is a hectic season here. In the middle of the month, December is already pumping already. That's definitely how it had to be. I mean, City playing Leeds this week. You know, City playing Leeds this week. That's a high-flying game, hopefully. And Leeds played us so hard without without even their big boys. You know, with people still injured, we play in Everton. That's a hard game. I mean, although Everton didn't really, you know, really find the rhythm, but teams just always seem to find the rhythm when it comes to playing Chelsea. And then following that, we have Wolves. Although they'll be without Jimenez, so, you know, have a little thing there. Tottenham could maybe, I don't know if Conte could do us a favor and beat Liverpool, or at least hold them. You know, because City playing West Ham, Newcastle. So, we although we are 2 points behind, I mean, we needed that win to keep pace. But had we drawn that game, or God forbid, lost that game, it would have basically just said that's the end of the title chase there. Because we have, as we all know, we have them back-to-back. Not back-to-back, but within the first month, we have Liverpool, Tottenham, City. So what causing our defensive misdemeanors? Some people have said that is our midfield. And yes, we can see we're in the midfield. We're not as gelled or solid as we would think. You know, we have Loftus-Cheek, Jorginho, Chalabar. When he comes in, well, the one time he played there in the middle there, you know, Saul, I mean, just like the experiment isn't working. So we still be missing Kovar, we missing Kante, especially. Some people have suggested maybe we bring back Gilmore or Gallagher. Gallagher, maybe, Gilmore, no. But then if they come and they don't slot in, the first thing people are going to say is that, oh, we didn't take them back with a knee jerk reaction, should leave them where they were, yada, 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 yada. You know, you can never please people. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. Some people have said, Alonso. He was a very clumsy challenge for that first goal against Leeds. And then he came and provided the assist. Now, we all know going forward, Alonso is prime. Coming back, however, is a dud. You don't like the word? All right, cool, no problem. But that's what it is. It is what it is. He does not provide that sense of security and safety as fans. We watching the games, you're like, oh Lord, we see Alonso here and just poof, gone out. You know, the Zenit game, Werner and Kepa, they did their best to keep us in the game. Despite we conceding 3, Kepa did his best. Werner, this is what I love about Werner. You know, yes, he misses, and I'm gonna lie, he have like what 25 big misses since he joined Chelsea. Things could have been completely different had he converted those, but let's not cry over spoiled milk, just mop it up and continue. Makes those runs wonderful, the time, you know, passes, and it's not just the assists. That's what people, we have his GA is excellent, but the way he moves and creates spaces, and those things are not to be taken lightly. I mean, the rumor mills don't start that Ragnick wants him at United, and many people have said, yeah, let him go, we could get something else. Many things wrong with that. Many things wrong with it. He go into a team with a guy who knows exactly how to play him. It's not gonna look good for us. You know, it's not gonna look good for us. He's going to go in there and do exactly what he's doing by us, and people are gonna say, why he was doing that at Chelsea. That's one. Two, in the last 5 years, Chelsea has had four managers, Conte, Sarri, Lampard, Tuchel. Four managers in the last 5 years. In that time, we've had numerous new players. We've had serious squad reshuffles. So we now brought in Lukaku, Werner and Havertz, along with Ziyech, 3.5 years, should I say 3 years, into the team. Two came in 2 years. You know, you see where I'm going, right? You see where I'm going. So we're gonna send Werner, buy someone new to come and fit in, and then when that person doesn't gel in time, people are gonna say, why you buy this one, why you buy that one? In order to get the kind of suck, I keep going back to this point as in the last episode, with when people look at Liverpool. Liverpool players have been playing, especially the starters, the front, especially those front three. They've been playing with each other for the better part of 5 years, going on half, good part of a half a decade, 5 years. So when these guys are looking at Liverpool, when people are looking at Liverpool and then look across at Chelsea, be like, why do I'm not gelling like that? It's because we continue, we're looking for that. We're only comparing that. We're looking across there and not realizing that we're not even allowing people to gel. We always want to buy a new part. This is not, and that's what Pep did with City. The thing, what difference with what Pep does by City is that they have overlapping time span that it doesn't gel as well, but it the players have been able to cover each other in that aspect. You know, they have been able to cover each other in that aspect. That will fall apart as soon as Pep leaves. As soon as Pep leaves, that whole house of cards, team of cards, is going to fall apart. It's just how his system is set up right now with City. It's the longest it's ever been at another club. It's going to fall apart. But let's stop watching at other teams. Yes, it's okay to try to see what they're doing good and maybe try to emulate some of it. But we have to understand that we have to give these players time. And then the other argument is, how much time are we going to give them? Werner did not do bad. Werner has not done bad. He just hasn't converted as much as we want. But that is how the modern football is. It is not the old school number nines anymore. Coaches want number nines who drop deep, collect the ball and go forward. Benzema is a perfect example of that. Lukaku does that as well. Nobody's speaking about the flop that Kane is going through right now, but Kane does that. Kane did that under Mourinho. That is how modern strikers operate. So we want that. We have Werner and Lukaku. Plus we have Mount, Hakim Ziyech, Pulisic, Hudson-Odoi. All these midfielders and all these wingers. Our midfield is still an issue. That center is still an issue. Once there's no Kovar, once there's no Kante, that'll always be an issue. And I honestly hope that the board dips into the market in January and get some cover for there. Send back Saul. I don't know how. I really no business what happens to him when he leaves by us. As harsh as that may seem, let him go. Jorginho needs the cover. And if it is that we are failing to find our sweet spot again, because we have to incorporate Jorginho, we might as well leave Jorginho out, bring back Gallagher and slot it in there, and let him hold the fort until Kante is going to come back soon. Kovar is going to come back soon. This game against Everton is extremely pivotal because we definitely have to win this game. In fact, every game we have to win in December to keep pace. Yes, every game we would love to win, we are going to lose at some point in time. That I know you don't want to hear it. We are going to lose at some point in time. The thing is, we already lost. We lost to West Ham. Now, what we have to do now, and West Ham was never going to be an easy game. Spoke about that too. What we have to do now is make sure that we learn from those lessons. Apparently, we didn't. In the Leeds game, apparently, we didn't learn from those lessons. I saw someone was asking, why did Kepa start? Obviously, Kepa would start in the Champions League game. It wasn't that much of an important game. It just jockeying for position more or less with Juventus. We already were into the round of 16. So I don't see any issue with Kepa starting. I definitely not seen any issue with that. You know, and speaking of Champions League, we've done it. We reached the round of 16. It's not the end, it's just a continuation. That's one step. It's a big ass staircase we have to climb. So we reach round of 16. Now, this whole debacle with this pull drove and thing. I'm very shocked that they didn't just put Atletico Madrid and United, just put them together and let them play. Because that was the only issue. That was the only issue. And I don't know what rules they have. I didn't look up on it. I didn't research any rules. So I'm ignorant of that. I would plead ignorant on that. On that point, I failed to do the due diligence to rectify that situation. However, the ties were actually good. Even if Chelsea got someone else, the ties were actually interesting. All the teams that secured their original opponents was Chelsea. And some people have said, yeah boy, Lil, They're looking good. They languish on 11th. I was, you know, speaking with some persons earlier today. And they were saying, yeah, man, the little 11th, you know, struggling thing, whatever. First of all, they are the French champions. Yes, they have an issue with their accounts. They may have to sell some players to recoup some losses and not to fall into some, I can't remember exact word for it. No, it's not solvency or bankruptcy. Some kind of C. Right? So they have to, you know, in some accounts, some financial trouble. So they have to sell some players. So if an article I was reading as well, they said if Lille was to play Chelsea now, they will get through. But the thing is, they're not playing now. You know, and that doesn't mean you have to take them light, and you know, cosine, it's still Champions League, and that's the thing. What I'm getting to, it is knockout football. Granted, it's over two legs, but it's still knockout football, cup football. This is not the 38 game horse. This is on the day you win, you continue, you lose, you go home. And as much as we may look down at Lille and say, yo, them 11, whatever, we will mash them. Small penis choke, I don't know. Small pin, that's choke hard. And I don't think we want to be in a situation where it is that we defend so overconfident that it spills into the confidence or the ego of the players, and they believe the same thing. And then we get knocked off from Lille, and where does that leave us? Yes, it's the French champions playing the European champions. So that's what we have to remember. It's champions playing, regardless of what we may think of Lille. Or some people may say nobody takes the French league serious when it calls Messi, he brought it up somehow. Okay, fair, that's a fair enough assessment. I'm not even taking that away. But they came out of a very difficult group. They navigated their way out of a difficult group, a very, very open group. They are, again, the reigning champions in France. And on top of the group thing, they were first. They came out their group first. A group that was down to the last day, literally win, go through, lose, go home. There was no clear winner. It was a roll of the dice, a shake of the cup, whatever you want to call it. And they came out on top. So we can't afford to just sit back, relax, and say, yeah, man, we had this in the bag, man. We Chelsea. You know, yeah, we Chelsea. We good here. We good here. No, we can't do that. We can be. We can say it's good that we get a easier, slightly easier, not disrespect a little, but an easier route. You know, because we could have gotten Benfica. No, sorry, we can't get Benfica. But, you know, the alternatives to Lille was Real Madrid, Ajax, Bayern Munich. You know, those teams, Ajax is flying. I mean, well, we all see what Ajax doing right now. And I made us a point when I had the drover in our group. I made a point and said that Chelsea, Bayern, man, let me do this. And he was like, "Why you mad? You thing." And I'm like, "Yo, if we get Bayern, we beat Bayern. It's one less hard team for us to play." I mean, I love. It doesn't matter who we play in the finals. You know? It doesn't matter who Chelsea men team play in the 2021-2022. Men's Champions League finals. Doesn't matter who we play, we're gonna win. That's the thing, we're gonna win. However, you would want to make your work a bit less stressful. Again, yes, I know it's knockout football on the day, but a little less stressful. But the draw is already made. It is what it is as of now. We got it. We're going forward with it. Yeah, we what we gonna do, boy? What we gonna do? I mean, the rumors have started to swirl, as I said before, with who's going to renew contracts, who's leaving, Rudiger's out. It's again the rumors that Roman wants to bring back Hazard to the bridge. Whatever your thoughts are on it, I don't think that they would take him back. I honestly don't think. Because then if they take him back, where is he going to fit in? You're going to bench Cho, or Pulisic, or Ziyech. Opener for him, you realize I ain't called Lukaku, I ain't called Mount. I don't think that they would be benched for him. So I don't see how he comes in and not create a situation where it is that people start the players who they start to resent the legend that he left as, or the vital player that he left as, whichever side you fall on that argument as well. But you know, they don't want to have a situation where there's that resentment starts to build up towards him, and you know, the same things that divulge into the situation with Mourinho a few years ago and with Tuchel. So I hope that doesn't happen. And as speaking about that, Azpilicueta is most likely on his way out to Barcelona, which is very shocking to me that he's going to Barcelona. But he has, I'm not gonna lie, has been won it all with us. We won it all. Premier League, Champions League, FA Cup, League Cup, yeah, League Cup, Super Cup. I mean, only thing left to do now to win for him, for us, is the Club World Cup. And he will believe winning everything with us. Very, very diligent servant of the club, right back, center back, play left back, left wing back. Very versatile. And with him departing, it's going to open up room for us to explore in the market. Because apparently Thiago Silva is out to signing another 1-year contract. And the persons who were thinking that maybe how it is that they offering Thiago Silva new contracts but not our older players who were over 30. Thiago's only getting 1 year. You know, he's getting like 1 year extensions. So that was always gonna be that was just the main thing. You know, that those guys wanted 2 years and whatnot. And apparently Thiago Silva, well, his son was already playing with us. And apparently he wants to stay by us to get the start of his coaching career and whatnot. So he slotted into Chelsea life like, you know, a duck in water. A recent biography by Frank Lampard wrote, where he spoke about Thiago Silva sending him a letter saying that he thanks for bringing him to the club and whatnot. And Thiago Silva is a guy I've always liked, from AC Milan to PSG, because I back Brazil in international football, besides Trinidad, obviously. And he has always been that, you know, he always had that leadership qualities in him. If you look at the players who he played alongside in AC Milan, the likes of Pirlo and such, you will realize that he captained these guys. He was the captain of these guys. He was the leader of these men. And he did the same thing at PSG. Look at the guys he had around him. And fellow Brazilian Neymar, he had Marquinhos there as well. And then to come at Chelsea and to immediately slot in and create this formidable figure in the back line there and the dressing room, according to all reports. It's just something that I don't know what it is about our club that brings all these players, but I hope that some of the younger guys see this and understand it's not about playing for the name in the back. If you play for the name in the front, they will never forget the name in the back. And that's what Thiago Silva has done. That's what Azpilicueta has done. That what Kante has done. Up on top, I can't take this after Drogba, obviously. I don't think anybody on top comes to mind with the playing for the front. Well, Mount. That boy, that magical man, Mason Mount. Well, he is the embodiment of that, of the Chelsea spirit. To me, he is our new Terry in terms of, I hope, what he's going to do for the club. Stay with us, build us into champions, and marshal the men out on the field. You know, mount a challenge. Mount a challenge for all titles, all trophies, all championships. So that's all I have for you today. Yes, that's all I have for you today. We'll get back on track on the next episode with all the goings with the women, the youth team, and what the results are in the women's upcoming Champions League game, and so much more here on the Shed End 868 program. So You have a wonderful day, week, month, and the rest of the year. Remember to be safe, wear mask, sanitize, social distance where it is applicable, and you have a beautiful and wonderful day.